signs of trouble for the publishing industry have been around for a while. Small bookstores shutting down, big bookstore chains consolidating. But there's one small corner of publishing that's definitely thriving: self-published photography books. Here's Alina Simone with the story.
John Phelan started collecting photo books about 4 years ago.
Photo books are, in terms of art books, the closest you can get to the actual product.
How many photo books do you have?
I'm not really sure, but it's somewhere north of about 3,500.
The majority of those books are self-published. The fact that they're often issued in very limited editions, sometimes hand-numbered or signed, makes them fetishized works of art in and of themselves. Self-publishing may still have a bad rap in the literary world as an option of last resort for those who couldn't get their book past the traditional gatekeepers.
And yet here, in photo books, particularly in self-published photo books, we have this incredible oasis where it's flourishing. Books sell out in days sometimes, not even in weeks.
That's right. Self-publishing is hot. So hot that John has helped create the first international self-published photography book prize, the Anamorphosis Prize. Entries have already begun streaming in from all over the world. I'm no good at staring at unopened packages, so...
It's interesting. It looks like a book about spaghetti westerns.
From Italy.
From Italy, yeah.
One of these photographers will win $10,000. 20 will have their self-published books added to the permanent collection of MoMA in New York, which is kind of magical if you think about it, because unless you're an established photographer, getting published is really hard.
It's difficult for younger photographers to get published. When they do get published, often they have to put their own money up.
Andrew McSheesh experienced the runaround firsthand. He's a Lithuanian-American photographer who's been based in Vilnius for the past 15 years.
A publisher will say, like, oh, Andrew, this looks really good. You know, maybe we can just keep talking about it, and then you send them more, but there's still no answer. So at a certain point, I just said, okay, fine. I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm just going to make my own book. And the first book that I did was in 2007. I did a book of the Roma, the gypsies in Lithuania.
Since then, Andrew has published the award-winning Disco, a book he funded using Kickstarter, which documents the still-thriving social scene around Lithuania's disintegrating Soviet-era dance halls. It immediately sold out. Andrew discovered not only could he do everything he needed to publish a world-class photo book from Lithuania, he could do it better.
People think Lithuania is, you know, far off in the way, way Eastern Europe, but it's not. You know, it's part of the European Union. We're on the Euro now. And it's a really great place to print books and for a huge, huge discounted price compared with everywhere else.
So much so that Andrew has recently become a self-publishing consultant. And if a traditional publisher came to him today asking to publish his work?
I would really have to think about it, because doing it yourself, it's like, I think it's, yeah, there is more, almost like a more of a prestige to doing that now than doing it with a big publisher sometimes.
It turns out publishers themselves feel that itch too, like Bruno Cheskel, who was working for a London-based publisher when he realized the artists he most wanted to work with weren't a good fit for the mainstream press. 5 years ago, he created Self-Publish Be Happy, an online distribution platform for self-published photo books.
It goes from literally somebody printing black and white at home with a really simple printer, just folding and stapling, to really elaborate and expensively produced books.
Some have already gone on to become collector's items worth thousands. But the best thing about these books isn't the promise of profit, but the hidden worlds they reveal, scenes we'd never have access to if it wasn't getting cheaper and easier to publish books about things like Lithuanian discos.
You might be the odd kid making the really weird photograph and putting it into a publication. Neither your family or your friends or a college, they might understand what the hell you're doing, but there's somebody out there, you know, online that will appreciate what you're doing.
Maybe that's the greatest thing about self-publishing. It lets photographers fly their freak flag high. What's not to love about that? For The World, this is Alina Simone.
You can see some of the photos Andrew McSheesh decided to self-publish. They're at PRI.org. And you're tuned to The World.